Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
September 25th, 2022, Fort Pierce, South Dakota, at the Casey Tibbs Arena, the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council Championship of Champions Final Sunday went this way. In the youth relay competition, SM Express won the nation for the 14 to 16-year-old contenders. Caliber Dickens of the Crow Nation was the jockey. In the women's relay consolation race one, Time and Trois Relay, representing the Caldwell Confederated Tribes in Washington, won the race. In the consolation race, it was Ovidas, Zia Washakie, your jockey of the Eastern Shoshone from Idaho. The champions of the world, Amiet Racing, with Diamond Amiet of the Crow Nation in the third year for the Women's Relay Championships. The Chiefs Race Championship, Steel's Thunder was the winning team, with Caliber Pickens, your jockey of the Ogallala Lakota Nation. The Maiden's Race, Amiet Racing saw the win in Heat 2 from Diamond Amiet, the jockey of the Crow Nation. In the Warrior Race Championships, Brew Crew was the winner. Steve Brewer is your national champion, representing the Ogallala Lakota. In the Pony Kids Race, Lakota Pride won the Consolation Championship race. Trip Porras was the jockey from the Standing Rock. The championship was won by Blue Moon, with Elijah DeBray, a young 8-year-old, winning it of the Ogallala Lakota Nation to a standing ovation at the Casey Tibbs Arena. The men's relay racing was very exciting. Race one, won by Roundstone Relay. Kobe sees the ground of the Northern Cheyenne. Race number two, your winner, Brew Crew. Justin Cougar of the Ogallala Lakota Nation was the jockey. Race number three for the men's relay championships, Bear Chum, Rocco Bricks Bixby, was the jockey of the Northern Cheyenne. In the consolation race, the winner, Paha Sapa, and Joseph Fast Horse, the jockey of the Ogallala Lakota Nation. The championship race of the day determined the winner for the season. There were six racers. Thunder Wolf was disqualified, the Caldwell team, with Terrence Hoford. Also DQ'd Young Money, Montana Blackfeet Tribe. Finishing fourth place, Bear in the Middle, with Go Tribe Tristan Burdenground, your jockey. In third place, Dancing Warrior, Caden Brings Plenty, the jockey of Ogallala Lakota. The runner-up for the national championship, the team Frontline, with jockey Daniel Goodface of the Crow Creek Sioux. Your winner for the third time in a row, OMAC Express of the Caldwell Tribe in OMAC, Washington. Tyler Peasley, the winning jockey. Tyler Peasley had this to say after the big race worth over $30,000. The Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council Championship of Champions winner, Tyler Peasley, an 18-year-old of the Caldwell Nation and the OMAC Express in Washington. Tyler, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
A full house, experienced good racing all day long, a great season, and it come down to a $30,000 race on a championship Sunday afternoon, and you are the winner. Let's talk about your team and your horsepower.
Great horsepower. I mean, as you've seen, probably one of the best teams I've put together in the whole 15, 16 years I've been running.
Yes, sir. How old are you now, and how old were you when you started?
I'm 35 now. Even though I know I look real young, I you know, my first relay was in 2002, I believe. I think I was 14 in the Pendleton Roundup. I won my very first Indian relay, and you know, here I am, 22 years later, still going for it.
Well, you're doing an awesome job. You're one of the most talented in the history of the sport. And one more thing to encourage our youth that might be wanting to participate in this sport. What could you tell them?
Outwork everybody. Hard work. You just got to be obsessed with it. You know, I was a cowboy first, knew nothing about relay. After I did my first one, I felt awful. It wasn't a good performance, even though I won, and I went right to work. I mean, ever since then, my first race, I just been working at it, and it's just all about discipline and working your ass off for it.
That's words of our champion, Tyler Peasley. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.